So it was beautiful, staring at the ocean.
The three of us sat around and made a beautiful record. Yeah, it was wicked.
Nice.
He's a good friend and an amazing person to work with.
And it's very, very nice to have him add his little picking on some of the tunes as well.
Oh, yeah, he played those. Yes. He wouldn't leave any holes alone. He made us promise that we'd let him sing a couple low harmonies with us, too. So we got him in there singing one or two as well.
Yes, certainly did.
Yeah, that was a real treat. He's a great producer as well, and I'm sure he'll be doing lots in the future, and we'll hear a lot more about JP producing stuff soon.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, this is an awesome album. There's a really nice little variety, although I guess it feels like it's got a bit more of a bluegrass, old-timey tinge to it.
Which is kind of, I mean, we've always been huge bluegrass fans, and had before we started doing The Laws and writing our own songs, we had a bluegrass band in Vancouver Island. And so it was it was an opportunity for us to come back and do more music that we love, more roots.
Closer to the first album. This is album number 6, so this one's a little closer to the first one again. I don't know if we're coming full circle or what's happening, but we're just writing songs, putting them out.
Nice. Well, we should let everybody know that they can come see you live here in Vancouver next Tuesday at the Jericho Folk Club.
Yes,
nice little venue right by the beach. Hope the weather holds up, like if it's anything like this.
Super. Yeah, it looks good.
Awesome.
And our website is thelaws.ca, and they can see our new video we have up there and lots of info on the
Laws. Yeah, and here's some of the tracks from the new CD.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Should be a lot of fun.
So you're on. You're doing a gig on Gabriola Island tomorrow night.
That's
Roxy Theater tomorrow night in Gabriola, and then the Duncan Garage in Cowichan Valley in Duncan. Showroom, right?
Garage
on
Showroom.
Friday night.
I've heard that's a wonderful, wonderful little venue.
Yeah, it's great. So, I know we played it about 6 years ago and haven't been back, but it's still going strong. And they lasted that long. It's got to be a good one.
Nice. And I'm just looking ahead, skimming down on your webpage here about what's going on later. I see you have a little, There it is. The third annual, my eyes are bad here. Laws and Lions?
Yeah.
Laws and Lions. This is happening at the end of August. So quickly just mention, give us a little.
Sure. My mom and dad live in a little town called Sealy's Bay, which is north of Kingston, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's a member of the Lions Club, and they had been looking for a project and looking for an event and kept bugging us to come and play and do a concert for them. So this year will be our third annual concert to raise money to put together boxes of goodies, I guess, to send to our soldiers in Afghanistan. So it's been really successful. We had 150 people there last year, and looking forward to a bigger crowd this year. We've got our Tanglewood Guitars, who endorsed John and I, have donated a guitar for a raffle as well. So it should be a great event. It's just a great event. Raises money and allows us to help out our troops a little bit.
Yeah, that is wonderful.
Mm.
Well, best of luck with all of that. And again, good luck with your show on Tuesday.
Thank you so much.
I'm
so disappointed that I'm going to be missing it because it is a long weekend and I'll still be in transit for my weekend.
I will come back and visit some.
Excellent.
Safe travels, and we'll talk to you next time we're through.
For sure. That sounds great. So what I'm going to do is
I'm All right, that tasty little nugget of rock and roll was brought to you by a band called The Crossfires, whose core lineup would eventually go on to form The Turtles. Yeah, so happy together, right? Yeah, those guys. That song goes out to my friends Bryce Dunn and Luke Meat, who were our former programming and music directors until 2 days ago. I don't want to turn the barn burner into talk radio, but our board of directors from the AMS terminated their positions without warning, even after a very positive AMS meeting we had a couple of months ago that proved that these two gentlemen had worked very hard to give some credibility back to the station after an embezzlement scandal that happened involving a former station manager a couple years back. But both of these gentlemen worked extremely hard to ensure the content and programming of the station maintained the highest standards. And I understand that their termination might have been, you know, because of a knee-jerk reaction to an article written by the UBC pointing out that their positions were not filled by students. I can honestly say that I've programmed at maybe the largest and most progressive community station in the country, which is CJSW in Calgary, and I can assure you that these have to be paid positions if they are to be done properly. Yes, this station is for the students and the community, but it's a full-time job, and it simply can't be done properly by volunteers. I'm sorry. It just really saddens me because they are such an integral part of the station and the music and the spirit of this community. You can email boardofdirectors@citr.ca if you're as concerned as I am, which you should be. Well, I tell you what, they're not going to... I'm going to stay rock and roll in this place until they physically remove me, kicking and screaming. Domingo Samedio, his alias for rock and roll is Sam the Sham, and his band was the Pharaohs, and the name of this track is Ring Ding Do. You are listening to the Barn Burner on Ring Dong Do, and you are listening to the Barn Burner here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Well, you can have your gold and your diamonds too. All I want is a ring. She's just
is gonna drive poor me insane.
What's your name?
Hey now,
what's your name?
Well, I'm sitting here in my window watching you walk by. I wanna call your name, but all I say is hi. Now tell me,
what's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name?
It's gonna drive poor me insane.
What's your name?
Hey.
What's your name?
Your pretty ways just bothers me. And I know that you know just where I wanna be. Well, I don't even know where you came from. Come on over, baby, bring me all your trumpet. Hey, one day I'm gonna get bold. And come on over and see, what is it about you that keeps on worrying me? Now tell me now,
what's your name?
I wanna know, baby,
what's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name?
I love you so,
what's your name?
Well, if we don't get acquainted, it's gonna drive poor me insane.
What's your name?
Hey!
What's your name?
Sense of time. Laser beams cloud your dreams. The North by Northeast Festival, music, film, and interactive, takes over Toronto once again June 13th to 19th. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from around the world. Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. It's your chance to catch breakout performances from tomorrow's stars. 7 days, 50 stages, over 650 bands, plus 40 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale. Check nxne.com for details. Also available, passes that get you into the clubs first and into North by Northeast's groundbreaking interactive media conference. You want more? North by Northeast also rocks the heart of Toronto with 4 nights of massive free outdoor concerts. Visit nxne.com for tickets and up-to-the-minute festival info. North by Northeast, celebrating 17 years of great music.
Smile. Now she was heavy up top, that shows you sweet in the tea. I was showing my teeth, that shows you sweet to me. And I struck the good luck with a double-edged sword.
Roddy Walston in the Business with Caroline from their self-titled latest album. They're going to be in town July 9th at the Media Club. J. Roddy offers up a big, big vat full of rock and roll, so you should definitely go check that show out. Before that, we had a man who's playing tonight, opening for Sharon Jones, Black Joe Lewis from his album from 2009. Tell Him What Your Name Is. The name of the track was Big Booty Woman. Playing in the background is Love Sculpture. Dave Edmonds' first band before he decided to take on solo work in Rockpile, doing a cover of The Saber Dance. And we'll get to some more great English pub rock a little bit later. Turns out that our programmers are having a meeting June 2nd to kind of figure out what's going on with all this new shifting in terms of the structuring of the station. So stay tuned to the Barn Burner, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll keep you posted next Friday. From his latest album, K-Mag Yo-Yo, this is Hayes Carl featuring Cor Blund with a track called Bottle in My Hand. Hayes actually played the Biltmore last week and put on a hell of a show, so if he ever comes back to town, definitely check him out. You are listening to the Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All across this land, a tune in my heart and a bottle in my hand. From the cold, cold east to the woods out west, ain't no home, just lucky I guess. I seen the sunrise over the water, out at the moon by the embers glow. Stole me a kiss from a poor man's daughter, threw on my pack and away I go. Well, it looks
tastes like rain and it tastes like hell. Ain't nobody ever wished me well. Try to make a stand in the welfare line. I ain't seen free in a long, long time. Well, every town is gone by morning. Hitch to another till the sun goes down. Find me a boxcar, one or two brothers. Take out a bottle and pass it around. Trouble at the border and a far-off war. Oil in the water and a shut-down store. Big banks closing and the world ain't round. Jail filled up and the deal gone down. But I got all I need on the highway. Little bit of luck and a rainbow stew. Sing a little song for the ones who ramble. Hard to carry on like the way we do. I've had friends who've walked that line. Spent life working for a nickel and a dime. They come home ragged at the end of their day. Beat on a table out of words they say. Sometimes I might have to wonder how it's gonna end for a man like me. Slept with the rain, danced with the thunder. I get a little bit older. I get a little bit older. I'll get a little tuna on the fiddle, and then I'll be on my way. Hey, followed my feet all across this land. Tune in my heart and a bottle in my hand. The mines in the east to the woods out west. Ain't no home, just lucky, I guess. Never had a home, just lucky, I guess.
I know a ragged kid in overalls. He thumbed a ride one day. He told me, anywhere you're going is on my way. But as we passed by Big Al's drive-in, his eyes began to flash. He was leaving Rapid City mighty fast. He said, I hope to God she finds the goodbye letter that I wrote her. But the mail don't move so fast in Rapid City, South Dakota. Well, he left her just a blanket of snow upon the farm. And I don't keep your conscience very warm. He said his friends were too darn country, and his pa was too damn mean, and there weren't no money pumping gasoline. And her gentle eyes, the merchandise of dreams, the peddler sold her. He left her there alone in Rapid City, South Dakota. Now the reason he was going, I ain't sure I could say. Might have been the rodeo in Santa Fe. There's a doctor in Chicago, I know she'll be alright. He told himself as he stared into the night. He said, I hope to God she finds a goodbye letter that I wrote her. But the mail don't move so fast.
In to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Do-do-do-do-do. Who is the girl wearing nothing but a smile and towel and the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway? Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling freight from Chicago to St. Louis, Lord, I see her every day. A double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a good look at him in that way. Smiling like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel, and the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Well, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel, and the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if someone would pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel, and the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I do 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 do. Oh, I love the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel, and the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Guess I'm getting older, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just to keep looking at her every day. 4:45, top of drinking, eating time, Jimmy Shimmy's
tears while I wake up the artist that painted this place. But the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel, and the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel, and the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real, I better get the hell on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you'll find kind of pieces of my heart scattered every which way. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel, and the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I did it, did it, did it. I did it, did it, did it. I did it, did it, did it.
All right, that was Eddie Spaghetti with Girl on the Billboard from his new album, Sundowner. Before that, we had Kinky Friedman from a self-titled classic from 74, a song called Rapid City, South Dakota. Much like Shel Silverstein, the man just has a way of making happy funny and funny happy and sad happy and all that stuff, you know. Tickling your funny bone while making you cry all at the same time. Let's see. And before that, yeah, obviously Bottle in My Hand by Hayes Carl and Core Blund. Oh, and in between there, we had a band from the 90s that hasn't done much in a while that I really like called the Backsliders. The name of that album was Southern Lines, and the name of the trap is name of the track was Never Be Your Darlin'. All right, let's switch gears a little bit here, and we're going to get into some pub rock from Britain from the history of Stiff Records, the Stiff Record singles. We've got Graham Parker and The Rumor. The name of the track is Mercury Poisoning. Got you for another 10 minutes. Stick around.
No more pretending that our albatross is dying in its nest. The company is crippling me the worst, trying to ruin the best. I bet promotion's so lame, they could never ever take it to the real ballgame. Maybe they think I'm a pet. Well, I got all the diseases, I'm breaking out in sweat. You bet, cause I've got mercury poisoning. It's fatal and it don't get better. I've got mercury poisoning, the best kept secret in the West. The boys and me are getting real well known around town. But every time I try to spread the action, something always brings it down. So lame, they could never ever take it to the real ball game.
on my back. I left home in a hurry, but I ain't never going back. I'm looking for a home in the heart of the city. Now I'm stepping on the street, and I'm sniffing at the air. Yeah, I'm looking for a lover. I'm looking, looking everywhere. Maybe a man with a chance. I hear a click on the clack. It's a girl, my lord. I see you stop, check, turn and double back. I'm looking for a lover in the heart of the city. They know a bird in the hand is worth two on the street. They're checking a meat in the heart of the city. I said the heart, heart of the city. Heart, heart, ooh yeah. Heart, heart of the city.
Urge Overkill from the new one, Rock and Roll Submarine. The name of the track is Poison Flower. Before that, we had Bass Drum of Death from their album GB City. The name of the track, Get Found. Nick Lowe with Heart of the City, which was a Stiff Records 45 back in the day. All right, you got Tyler coming up with Radio Zero right soon. My last song of the day is going to be from a band out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. The Sheepdogs with their single Who. We'll see you next time. Same bat station, same bat channel.